Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics is joining us on the phone from Fort Smith. Happy Friday, Michael.
Well, happy Friday to you. It's always, Kyle's a good guy, but it's always nice to break it up.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I appreciate you talking to me today because I know it's been a busy morning for you. You have been to a press conference with the governor and all sorts of officials. Tell us a little more about it.
Yes, Glatfelter, the company that bought the Mitsubishi building, as some of your listeners may remember, Mitsubishi built this large manufacturing plant at Chaffee Crossing in Fort Smith, and they never utilized it. Well, Glatfelter bought it, and they make the products that go into baby wipes, into these Swifter-type products, those type of things. And so they had their first public opening, formal grand opening, so to speak. Governor Asa Hutchinson was there, U.S. Senator John Bozeman, Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin. It was, I was somewhat surprised. I just was expecting a grand opening, but it was kind of a who's who event. But the plant, it's an advanced manufacturing plant. It was about a $90 million investment by Glatfelter. They employ about 67 to 70. They have quite a bit of room for expansion. They're only using half of the plant. So hopefully, for the sake of the Fort Smith economy, next few years, maybe we'll be out for expansion into the rest of the plant.
Well, another building that's been you've been covering for a couple of years now is the Whirlpool building in Fort Smith. What's happening there?
Yeah, it's somewhat ironic that these two buildings are back in the news, but the large Whirlpool manufacturing plant, Phoenix investors bought that in 2015. Whirlpool shut it down in 2012, and they employed about 1,000 at the time. Whirlpool had employed about 4,500 at its peak production in Fort Smith, but that plant, that facility, almost 1.2 million square feet. That's huge. Phoenix investors bought that down in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They buy these buildings and then they repurpose them for different tenants, mostly for warehousing, for small operations, for logistics and distribution centers. And they recently invested a little over $3.6 million to bring it up to speed. And we have some pretty good sources telling us that Mars Pet Care, which has a pet food production facility in Fort Smith, maybe using part of that Whirlpool building for warehouse and distribution operations. So we'll see. That's good news. It's never going to employ 1,000 or more like it used to, but at least they're getting the building back some use in creating some jobs out there.
And when you create more jobs, you get more people coming to the area and they need places to live. How are home sales doing in the River Valley?
That is excellent. That may be one of the best segues ever.
Thanks.
Home sales are doing well in Fort Smith, and we're looking at Sebastian and Crawford County. For the first 5 months of the year, home sales are up. In Sebastian County, a little over 17% and a little over 8% in Crawford County. So, that's good numbers. And just to put numbers on that, it's 102 counties. It's $164.3 million in sales against $143 million same time last year. But what's interesting, though, is that this year, the first 5 months, there have only been 894 home sales. Last year, at this time, there were 899. So it shows you this is a positive thing. I mean, obviously, you'd want more homes sold, but what we're seeing is home price appreciation is doing well. So people who have homes, hopefully, you're in a place where you're building equity in a home place. And even more interesting, I'll close this segment out. In May, the volume of home sales in the two counties jumped almost 34%. So if that trend, that first 5 month trend continues, it could be a very positive year for homeowners and realtors in the Fort Smith Metro.
Well, Michael, thank you as always for checking in with us, and have a great weekend.
All right. Appreciate it.
If you want to find out more about any of these stories, you can go to talkbusiness.net.